It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Play a little Rats Off a Ship. That's coming up later on this hour. Dolphins have wrapped up their first day of training camp. The season is underway, Leroy. Football is here. Football things were happening.
Well, all right.
Can't wait to see some highlights on Twitter.
I need the games.
You need what?
I need games.
What do you mean, dude? These are the games you can win. You can only win the day.
First of all, we've already stated how meaningless this portion of camp is. They ain't in pads.
Well,
so don't try to get me with your sports talk.
Formation.
And your Dolphins talk. When
why
we have already deemed it not important because we're trying to, you know, make the Tua situation seem a little bit easy on the eyes, right? You see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make it easier on the eyes. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to any kind of a standoff, but I, you know, and I don't think it really sets up for really any resolution. Not that I'm blaming anybody other than the Dolphins, but we're at this point, and now I need to just be happy that football's here. So give me some highlights, baby. I need some highlights.
Not this weekend, but next weekend is the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But there is, I mean, this is a great Hall of Fame week.
Yeah.
You know, you got some great representation going in. But no, I want to see some Twitter highlights, dude. I want to see like some bomb skis. I want to see some flash. It's football-like stuff, though, dude. It's kind of football.
It's like saying we won the 7-on-7 championship. That ain't football.
Well, it's just you know what it is. It's kind of just like you walk into the restaurant and you get a good piece. You walk into the restaurant and you get a good basket of bread. And you know that it's not the best part of the meal, but
bread.
Some good. What?
I don't eat bread.
What?
No.
What?
You don't eat bread?
No, I don't. All right,
fine. Make it a good soup.
No. Let me tell you something, Vlad. Unlike Tobin, I don't eat all of the stuff that come before the meal, because the meal is the MVP,
dude.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I disagree with that. Not always.
I ain't wasting no time on no bread. Don't even interest me in your stupid side salad.
No.
I ain't having it.
No, I wouldn't like to. Like a side salad, that would be like, that's like them walking into camp. That's side salad. But when they get to camp, a little bit of an appetizer.
The appetizer is the preseason.
It's a little bang shrimp.
Oh. That's the appetizer. That's preseason. Right, but these practices are this. This is what the practices are for me. Table for four for Horde.
What? That's it? Not even like a.
That's it.
Not even. Would you like sparkling water?
No, and no. And who drink like sparkling water? You know what? Rats off a ship.
What?
Regular water.
What about core?
All of a sudden we get, we became fancy. Now people drink sparkling water. What's the purpose of sparkling water? What does sparkling water do?
Tickles your tongue?
Make my body think we drinking soda and it don't have no flavor.
Huh. I don't know. Why do people like sparkling water?
I don't know. It became a thing because somebody told Europe. Them they got to like sparkling water.
Europe.
Because when I was a kid, we didn't even have sparkling water.
Europe.
Europe is where it made a thing?
Yep.
Hmm. I believe you, Vlad. I just...
They say, do you want sparkling?
Isn't or Pellegrino flat? And all of that? Yeah, I think it's Europe, bro. I think
do you want sparkling or flat?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Put some water in the thing. But like, come on.
I'm just saying. You know, don't you just need like, you ever get excited, you know, like a movie trailer? It's like a football's movie trailer, the training camp, you know? No, you don't get excited that you don't get the goosies?
But here's the deal. I love the trailers to see what's coming out, but that means that my movie about to start.
I'll tell you exactly what I would want today, okay? Can I tell you exactly what I want? I don't know. I haven't read any reports from camp, but this is what I would love, right?
My favorite time of the year. Stock up, stock down.
Oh, stock up, stock down, dude. If I got this note today. Rookie Dolphins running back Jalen Wright flashed.
Can I just say this? Here's what sucks about that. He's a big boy, right?
Yeah.
And he's a bruiser.
Well, he's a fast bruiser.
Right. Okay.
But
guess what there's none of? None of that.
Contact.
When my whole thing was I could break tackles.
Yeah.
You ain't going to never see me flash with no pads.
Nah, I can't do come me. On.
I'm just saying.
Just a little. You can tell. You can tell. A little bit you can
no,
tell.
You can't tell. Let me tell you. You know when camp started for me? When I had to reach down in my sock and get my mouthpiece. This is the first day of camp. Until that day happens, we just run in sprints.
Come on, dude. I mean, we got this. Rest of our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. I'm telling you. I'm not trying to say that it's not important this time of camp, but I am saying that you can't get an indication of how good or bad somebody is. Like, you can't tell who's a good offensive lineman if they just chicken fight, right? You need to hear them pads clicking. You need to hear, you need to know a guy can bull rush you and use his whole bag to get to the quarterback, and then we can tell what kind of pass blocker you are.
From Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, covers the Heat, but also covers the NBA. Here in Lille, is it Lille in France? Is that the same? Is that the city? Lille? I don't know how to pronounce
how you spell it.
L-I-L-L-E.
Lille.
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 Lille. Does it have any accents?
He did not write any accents, but I don't know. Let's see. Lille, France.
You want me to ask Big Spoon?
Not now. Not important.
Okay.
He says both Eric Spoelstra and Bam Adebayo are still celebrating Dan Bisaccio and the Heat Summer League team winning the title. He said, quote, 10-day Dan's got a ring, and he's going to be talking a lot of bleep to me now. They, of course, they nicknamed Dan Bisaccio back in the day 10-day Dan because he was on scout team and played very hard in tangibles like he was playing for 10-day.
10-day Dan.
So they call him 10-day Dan.
Hey, I had guys on the roster when I was playing. Eric Mangini, Scott Pioli, Schwartz. They were all those guys.
Toboggan says, I think it's
Lille.
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 Lille France.
When I ask my wife or I ask my mother-in-law, right, they sometimes come back with the little French accent. And I'm like, come on, just stop. I'm not saying that.
Lille.
Yeah. I'll ask her in the next break. L-I-L-L-E?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She went... She just did the French tour.
She speaks French.
Chill.
That's true. Fair point. Point for Big Spoon.
They heard and they do it at the table now because they know I can understand.
Oh, so
they'll start talking about folks at the table. We had a terrible. I went to a birthday party when me and Mel first started dating. Went to a birthday party. We had a pool party, and there was Canadians in the pool. We were in Aventura. Canadians. It was a big pool. Canadians were in the pool, and they were talking trash about me and Mel. And she was whispering. I don't know. She was whispering in my ear, right? What they were saying. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of brutal. I said, just wait. And then when we got up to get out of the pool, she said something to him in French. And they're like,
oh, yeah, you got to love that.
Mm-hmm. Like when they realized they wasn't talking behind nobody back. Yeah.
And then they like respond.
Sacre bleu. Rudy Gobert.
That was all you need to know. I saw the look on their face like, damn, they know.
Damage is
right?
done.
That's all you need.
We'll take a quick break. More to come here. We are here courtesy in Indianapolis, courtesy of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Back after this.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days, Day 2. Lincoln Riley speaking to the masses. We spoke to him earlier before today's show. We'll bring that interview for you. He had a lot of good stuff on Mike McDaniel, new Dolphins wide receiver Taj Washington. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Hello,
Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
1224.
Doing well. Yeah.
You finally got your pictures done?
Don't talk to me about it.
I heard J-Fig was quite the diva yesterday, getting her pictures taken.
No,
I was not a diva. I was just very angry beforehand.
Why?
Because she was hungry.
Mm. I was very hungry. And then every time I went downstairs, it was just, oh, next person. And just my turn never came.
They don't even open till 1, some of the places down there.
No, yeah, I'm talking about pictures, though. Yeah, I was the last person to go, actually. Put it that way. Mm. And I had many things to do after the show, so.
By the way, I got a great tweet here from Travis Wingfield from the Dolphins website. It's exactly what I wanted, dude. He says, Devon Achan had one of those slippery home run runs. Looks in midseason form.
Get out of here. Come on, man. Leroy. Come on, Leroy.
No, don't get me.
Wow.
Already in midseason form?
Wait, hey, don't.
Call that man Barry Bonds because he's a home run hitter.
He's all right. He's all right.
Everybody's a home run hitter with no pads.
Dude, but we know. Like, we know with Devon Achan.
Whatever. Again, did he have his mouthpiece in?
I don't know.
Did he have pads?
No, they didn't have pads today.
Doesn't mean anything.
Wow.
Especially at a running back. And I would question whether it counts if you're just thudding up.
Dade South says, can't wait to see some waddled crisp routes. Oh, I mean, we already know, though, those routes. Crisp. Crisp, dude. Apparently, the defense.
The only thing crisp with Waddle is them hundreds.
Other thing that was the word today, defense had four interceptions today.
Mikey Blanco, huh? Giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would hope that they have a ton of interceptions.
Wow.
In the first week of practice. Like, that's. Wait. Can I ask a question?
Hmm?
And I would like somebody on this planet to explain this to me. You know what practice is? Practice is trying to figure out what you can and can't do on Sunday. Right? Quarterbacks take more chances. Quarterbacks try to make different throws that they need to see if they can make them or not.
Sure, sure, sure.
Why do we criticize them when they throw picks in practice?
I think it was more of a praise of the defense, was it not?
They don't care. He's throwing it right to them in some instances.
Oh, NFTF, dude. You need the show in the second.
Does anybody understand what practice is?
You need the show nose for the football, right? And so out there today in the bright lights of Miami Gardens,
we're complaining about picks.
You don't want ball pelicans. You want ball hawks, all right? And so you want to go out there and you want to make sure you can get to the football. Whoa, whoa, the football's whoa. There to be gotten.
You think I'm just going to let you slide with that dumb comment?
What do you mean, dude?
Which one?
Ball pelicans.
Yeah, ball pelican. You know, you can't trust a pelican.
One.
So, like, I mean, but no, we're going to do that. We did, like, remember when Tua was in the rain and the slop and he threw all those picks and everybody had a fit? What are we doing?
Cap for Life, like, says Tobin wishes.
He's got to learn what throws he can make and can't make under certain situations. That's what practice is.
Cap for Life says Tobin wishes all the backups threw all the picks. I believe Tua had one, a tip pick today. I don't know who had the other ones, but I will say, I've already said this, I wish Mike White no success. So, that's just how it is. And especially in contract negotiations, I wish him even less success.
You know who has the worst season? The quarterback who throws no picks in practice. You know why? Because that sounds like check down Charlie.
Interesting.
He ain't taking no chances.
Hmm.
Like, you know, Tua throws most of his passes in one of the most dangerous areas of the field.
Hmm.
Oh, goodness. This is torture.
What?
This is why I hate camp. You make me hate camp.
Oh, how about this?
I'm enthusiastic about it, but then you start saying this stuff, four picks today, and I'm like, let me ask you a question.
You've never been excited for camp, Leroy.
Should a quarterback never throw picks?
No. I'm really not criticizing the quarterbacks so much as I'm excited for the bob and weave defense. You know, we're getting paws on leather. You know, that's an important thing.
When did the Anthony Weaver's defense? I know about that. I know that. But when did we talk about Bob and Weave? Nobody was talking about Bob and Weave.
The Bob and Weave defense, dude. It's coming together. And you're getting paws on pigskin. That's what you need. And as long as we're getting paws on pigskin, we're making some plays happen.
I'd like to put my paws on you.
On pigskin?
Yo.
Dude. Like,
what?
Can we just calm down and let them work through some stuff? That's what practice is, right?
Man, how about this? Tua reportedly, hold on, here we go. From David Ferrone, his son Sentinel. Tua only took handoff plays in 11-on-11, but he was surgical at times, throwing in 7-on-7, especially to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Oh. Surgical, dude.
You know why? He's a good quarterback. That's why.
Oh. And maybe there was nobody was really doing anything.
I love the way people say don't pay Tua.
Hmm?
Who would you rather pay? Because at this point in time, right, if you're a fan and you want to win a championship, the way this team is constructed, the guy that gives you the best chance to get there is Tua. And if
surgical,
not, if you don't believe he's the guy, right, then tell me who. because everybody has salute. Everybody don't want their guy, but nobody has answers. Nobody has a solution to the problem. Tua ain't the guy. If Tua's not the guy, who? I'll look in the chat. Go ahead. Shout out. Put a name up.
I'll wait.
Anybody else? And I promise you, your answer will make you look dumber than you sound. Mm. I promise you that. That's why ain't nobody put no names up. See? Everybody got a solution. We can't pay to it. We can't do this. We can't do that. Somebody give me a solution. All the people that's writing about it, all the people that's talking about it. Yeah.
Schmeathen was saying,
looking in the chat. Nobody, I don't see an answer.
Schmeathen says, I was really hoping Tobin was going to say too. It was surgical with his handoffs. I think it goes without saying. Those handoffs were crisp.
Steven, Deshaun Watson. They tried that. And it ain't working in Cleveland right now. So you still sound ridiculous.
And it stuck with 230 for
that. Don't get Tannehill. You ran him out of town a few years ago. Now you think he's better?
Maybe you could get Daniel Jones after this season.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Oof.
But that's just it. Like, let's not just be the team that or the fans that complain about everything without a damn solution.
Justin Fields?
If you got a solution, then I'll even listen to you not wanting to. But if you don't have a solution, and if worst case scenario, Tua's the 15th best quarterback in the league. I don't believe that. I think he's higher. But that's worst case scenario. That means you should be able to win. Justin Fields, he's done well. Aren't you taking a flyer?
He is a flyer.
Okay, I'll swap Justin Fields for Tua. Do you actually know that Justin Fields can be as accurate as Tua? Other than he's an athletic specimen?
That's a lot of speed on that offense.
But that's it. You ain't going to win. Listen, you see what they did with Lamar, right? What did they say with Lamar? He's an athlete. He's great. We don't need him being our lead rusher in January and February. Right? His own team. Baker won a division in 1 year. Oh, so you're saying Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is. Baker Mayfield over two.
See, here's the thing.
Tyreek did call him top five.
He did, you know, in jest. But I think those.
Did he? Wasn't in jest?
Did you see right after he said this? You saw how quickly he went for that cereal bowl?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that maybe.
Block his smile. He went like this. And Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What about quarterbacks, like you said, like a Baker Mayfield, a Sam Darnold, quarterbacks who've been in multiple offensive schemes that are talented and maybe need to fall?
What are we even doing? I got to just say, not to cut you off, lad, because it's not your fault, but what are we even doing? He's the quarterback.
I know he's the quarterback.
Get the hell over it.
That's
what are we doing?
That's the
like,
only way.
You want to have these we want to have these negotiations next year after he does poop the bet. If he has next season and the Dolphins stink, he don't get a contract going, and they poop the bed, we could talk about replacement stories. But who gives a rat's ass? He's the quarterback this year. What a pointless debate we're all having about this. He's the quarterback. If you don't like it, go root for the damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers if you want to root for Baker Mayfield. Otherwise, kiss his ass. He's the quarterback.
Toby.
What do you think? Negotiations are going to go so bad that he's going to be off the Dolphins?
Toby.
What are we doing?
Tobin, you know it. I know it. Leroy knows it. J-Fig knows it. Even Scooby knows it. But you know who's the people that don't know it? The people that signs that check.
That's fine. But Vlad, extension or no extension, he's the quarterback. Day one. Tua Tagovailoa could go out there, sans pants, take a poop on the field on training camp, say double middle fingers, and guess what? You want to know who's starting week one for the Dolphins against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Tua!
So what are we doing?
In
the holy hell are we doing?
He wants the extension. Sometimes, and Leroy, you would know it, especially you're a running back, so you have to deal with the quarterbacks a lot. They want that calm. They want that comfort level of knowing they're not going anywhere.
That's fine.
Business financially is settled.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if he wanted to pull that move, he already blew it. If he wanted to be the bad guy, which is not his nature, too late. Even with you think sitting out a couple of drills in gym clothes is going to scare the Dolphins? No. But it doesn't matter. They both are going to be playing with each other this year, and that's that. If he stinks up the joint, cool. We can have this talk next year if he's not under contract. But otherwise, I don't even know what we're doing. Oh, Sam Darnold. Oh, Danny Dimes. Well, what are we doing with each other? What is this?
Here's the other thing. Like, those guys you mentioned have not had as good the last 2 years as Tua.
Yeah, I know. And one of them got paid, and Tua was just waiting to get paid. Right. That's the thing. Like, we all agree. And remember, he's the op of the team that I don't like. He's a quarterback. But he deserves his contract. He said it. Market. Should be paid what the market says. The market's the market. He just wants that comfort of knowing that he's going to be the quarterback of the Dolphins, and he damn well deserves it for all the BS that he's gone through the first 4 or 5 years of his career. Just give him a contract extension so he doesn't have anything to worry about, and you can proceed with this 2024 season. That's it. Plain and simple.
We'll take a break, get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship. That's next.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Get to Rats Off a Ship. But first, Leroy, get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Sure can. Again, we got partly to mostly cloudy out by me. Winds are 15, gusting a little bit higher. And they're coming out of the east, southeast. And I would say it's just around 90 degrees. Still hasn't gotten scorching hot like it was a couple of weeks ago. But it is rather warm. That breeze should help you out. But as always, look for a stray shower in the evening on your way home from work.
There you go. All right. J-Fig, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Hello. All right. Number one, we have Khalil Ware asking Pat Riley about winning time.
All right. So this was on the OG's podcast. Khalil Ware, he decided the first time he meets the Godfather, he wants to ask him about the HBO show Winning Time, because he's 20. And adorably, that's probably where he first got to see the reference of the legend of Pat Riley. Here was Khalil Ware on the OG's.
When you met Riles, because I took 2 years to speak to Riles.
Yeah.
I was intimidated. The only man in my life I was ever intimidated, maybe a little nervous. I thought he was in the mob.
Okay.
When you met Riles, was you a little intimidated? Was your nerves? Was you a little nervous? The great Pat Riles? I mean, like, what have you heard?
Not intimidated, but it was just like, because also I watched The Winning Time, of course. You know, I asked him about that too.
Oh, what is
What was the answer? What was the answer?
I mean, he was just like, I don't think he really liked it too much.
I can help you with that.
That's why I wanted to hear what his answer was.
Well, I can't, you know, word for word remember it, he ain't like it. But yeah, nah, so wait, what was the question?
Are we nervous around Pat Riley?
Yeah, was you nervous around Pat?
He a Godfather now.
Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, I wasn't intimidated about him, but it was definitely like every time I looked at him, I was like, damn.
Okay.
Yeah, like Pat Riley right here.
Yeah, he got that aura about him.
I love that adorably. Like, he's just like, the first thing I got to ask him about when I meet this man on that TV show.
And you can tell the old people that have had relationships with Pat Riley go, what did he say? Because I would have never asked him about some stuff like that.
I guess I'm going to go rats off a ship because he probably shouldn't have asked him, but I don't want to be rats off a ship because I appreciate the curiosity.
I'm not rats off a ship for this reason. The Pat Riley that he knows is not the Pat Riley that UD knows. You see what I'm saying? UD known Pat Riley 20 plus years. Kalel's known him for 20 plus minutes. Yep. So, you know, that relationship is going to be a little different. I think if you think about it, he'd probably be more nervous talking to somebody like LeBron or KD, right? Simply because that's right in his wheelhouse as a kid. But Pat Riley isn't. So he wasn't born the last time Pat Riley coached. No, 2006, barely.
Barely.
So, right. So yeah, I can see. I'm not rats off a ship, but it is very funny how UD say, what? You asked
him No. You asked him about that?
Yeah.
Adorable. JFig?
I'm not rats off a ship. I mean, that's hilarious content. And also, I don't blame him. Very intimidating man.
What about you, Vlad?
To be young and naive.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's just to be young and naive.
That's why you can't really blame.
I'm not rats off his shit, but I'm, you know, yeah, it's, he's young. He doesn't know any better. What he thinks, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Pat Riley. He goes, Pat, did you really take a chainsaw and take out your entire garage?
He doesn't know about slamming the face in a bucket of cold ice and like just breathing water for like 2 minutes, and the players are looking at him like, yo, is this man gonna like raise his face? Like, is he just gonna stand there? Like, what is he doing? They don't know that this man, that intangible man, has shaken more athletes' will and their confidence. Like, they don't know what he's done.
Think of how many great players he got to fall in line.
That's when you know. Like, they don't know, like, what he's done to the likes of D-Wade, LeBron, Shaq, Magic, Kareem. Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
What else we got, J-Fig? What's number two?
Well, there is a video going around social media that's a little intimidating. It's about angry whales. Would you like to see?
All right.
Angry whales?
Angry whales.
All right, listen.
Angry whales. I feel like this is gonna just go with Leroy's take of never go in the water.
Pretty much.
It's not
Pretty
my
much.
Take. I support the take. Whoa.
Hold on, wait. Let's go back to the beginning so you can see.
Wait, that's a whale?
That's a whale.
That just took out the boat.
Hey, even the intangible's not dumb. Watch it.
He's like, I'm out of here, dude.
No, you see? No, intangible is dumb. I'm going to tell you why.
No, like, he's silently panicking.
No. From the minute that you saw the whale, you should have been moving. He wasn't. He's looking. Yeah, why are they still looking?
Normally, the whales don't attack boats, though.
The minute you saw that whale, get the going.
I feel like there's been a lot.
What they're not showing is probably they say, hey, Bubba, watch me mess with this whale. Right? That there's always a hey Bubba, mess with this whale.
You think hey Bubba was provoke the whale?
Yes. Or
yeah, that's an honest mistake.
I realize something right now. If I'm going to go in those waters on a boat, it ain't gonna be no little ass boat like that.
Is it a little ass boat or is it just a giant ass whale?
That's a little boat.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm a whale off a ship.
Yeah, I'm
very
out.
Scary.
Side note. Notice all intangibles.
Of course.
Do you mean you don't know? We can't even see the other boat.
You can't see who's on the other boat.
I tell you, it wasn't one of us.
Listen, I'm just saying. That is something that I was paying attention to. Although I did see the one kid scurrying. He got his line in the water. He's like, we out. Look at him.
He was terrified.
Look at this.
If you see, they were fishing.
Yep.
They pointed that. That boat got pointed up straight and dipped over.
Hey, the kid is driving the boat.
Boats around, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He all that.
Right Jeez. Now, that was a...
Oh, my God. What a headbutt.
Did the boat sink?
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess the caravan got out of there.
Were there people on the boat?
I think
yeah, look at the guy go up
there. Yeah, look right there. Look
oh,
right there.
Oh no. Did the whale eat the person?
I don't think this is Pinocchio.
I think there's two people on that boat.
Oh, I see that person right there in the white. Hey, oh no.
Jennifer, we also didn't think that a whale would crash a boat.
He's dessert.
Don't tell me he wasn't mad enough to go ahead on and chew a little piece of the little white man.
Nah, he was dessert. He was dessert. That's it. We don't see that man again.
Yeah, but what I'm just saying, if he's berserk, it ain't out of the question he gonna go bite something in the water.
He's already in the water. He's
floating
down.
It does feel like the whales are fighting back. The whales are fighting back. Hey. I don't like it.
Oh man,
nature's fighting back.
Orca, orca's
the whale.
Orca's kicking ass, boy.
You ain't gotta worry about it. Worry about it.
Oof.
Yeah, nope.
Damn.
That's a what oh, goodness.
You what else you got, J-Fig?
I'm assuming we're all rats off the ship here.
Absolutely.
I think everybody's off the ship.
I'm not even on the ship. I'm not even getting on the ship.
Hey, that's a valid point, Vlad. First of all, to be off the ship, you got to be on the ship.
I ain't
never going to be on that ship. No.
That's more like a kayak at this point, right?
Whatever.
You see them people fishing in the ocean on kayaks?
That boat looks completely
ridiculous. I don't understand how that's even a thought that comes to
catching
mind.
Fish
why.
That could drag their ass all
or
across
at the
Atlantic.
I was at
you guys
the beach.
Think they were trying to catch the whale?
No!
No!
Come on, Tobin. Not.
People have to fish.
But you're not fishing for that big fish.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Get to Rats Off a Ship. But first, Leroy, get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Sure can. Again, we got partly to mostly cloudy out by me. Winds are 15, maybe gusting a little bit higher. And they're coming out of the east, southeast. And I would say it's just around 90 degrees. Still hasn't gotten scorching hot like it was a couple of weeks ago. But it is rather warm. That breeze should help you out. But as always, look for a stray shower in the evening on your way home from work.
There you go. All right, J-Fig, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Hello. All right. Number one, we have Khalil Ware asking Pat Riley about winning time.
All right, so this was on the OG's podcast. Khalil Ware, he decided the first time he meets the Godfather, he wants to ask him about the HBO show Winning Time, because he's 20, and adorably, that's probably where he first got to see the reference of the legend of Pat Riley. Here was Khalil Ware on the OG's.
When you met Riles, because I took 2 years to speak to Riles.
Yeah.
I was intimidated. He's the only man in my life I was ever intimidated, maybe a little nervous. I thought he was in the mob.
Okay.
When you met Riles, was you a little intimidated? Was your nerves? Was you a little nervous? The great Pat Riles? I mean, like, what have you heard?
Not intimidated, but it was just like, because also why I watched The Winning Time, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him about that too.
What was the answer?
I mean, he was just like, I don't think he really liked it too much.
I can help you with that.
Well, I can't, you know, word for word remember it, but he ain't like it. But yeah, nah, so what was the question?
Are we nervous around Pat Riley?
Yeah, was you nervous around Pat?
He a godfather now.
Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, I wasn't intimidated about him, but it was definitely like every time I looked at him, I was like, damn.
Okay.
Yeah, like Pat Riley right here.
Yeah, he got that aura about him.
I love that adorably. Like, he's just like, the first thing I got to ask him about when I meet this man on that TV show.
And you can tell the old people that have had relationships with Pat Riley go, what did he say? Because I would have never asked him about some stuff like that.
I guess I'm going to go rats off a ship because he probably shouldn't have asked him, but I don't want to be rats off a ship because I appreciate the curiosity.
I'm not rats off a ship for this reason. The Pat Riley that he knows is not the Pat Riley that UD knows. You see what I'm saying? UD known Pat Riley 20 plus years. Kalel's known him for 20 plus minutes. Yep. So, you know, that relationship is going to be a little different. I think if you think about it, he'd probably be more nervous talking to somebody like LeBron or KD, right? Simply because that's right in his wheelhouse as a kid. But Pat Riley isn't. So he wasn't born the last time Pat Riley coached. No, 2006, barely.
Barely.
So, right. So yeah, I can see. I'm not rats off a ship, but it is very funny how UD say, what? You asked
me. No. You asked him about that?
Yeah.
Adorable. JFig?
I'm not rats off a ship. I mean, that's hilarious content. And also, I don't blame him. Very intimidating man.
What about you, Vlad?
To be young and naive.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's just to be young and naive.
That's why you can't really blame.
I'm not rats off his shit, but I'm, you know, yeah, it's, he's young. He doesn't know any better. What he thinks, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Pat Riley. He goes, Pat, did you really take a chainsaw and take out your entire garage?
He doesn't know about slamming the face in a bucket of cold ice and like just breathing water for like 2 minutes, and the players are looking at him like, yo, is this man gonna like raise his face? Like, is he just gonna stand there? Like, what is he doing? They don't know that this man, that intangible man, has shaken more athletes' will and their confidence. Like, they don't know what he's done.
Think of how many great players he got to fall in line.
That's when you know. Like, they don't know, like, what he's done to the likes of D-Wade, LeBron, Shaq, Magic, Kareem. Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
What else we got, JFig? What's number two?
Well, there's a video going around social media that's a little intimidating. It's about angry whales. Would you like to see?
All right.
Angry whales?
Angry whales.
Sorry, listen.
Angry whales. I feel like this is gonna just go with Leroy's take of never go in the water.
Pretty much.
It's not
Pretty
my
much.
Take. I support the take. Whoa.
Hold on, wait, let's go back to the beginning so you can see.
Wait, that's a whale?
That's a whale.
That just took out the boat.
Hey, even the intangible's not dumb. Watch it.
He's like, I'm out of here, dude.
No, you see? No. Intangible is dumb. I'm going to tell you why.
No, wait, he's silently panicking?
No. The minute that you saw the whale, you should have been moving. He wasn't. He's looking. Seriously, why are they still looking?
Normally, the whales don't attack boats, though.
The minute you saw that whale, get the going.
I feel like there's been a lot.
What they're not showing is probably they say, hey, Bubba, watch me mess with this whale. Right? That there's always a hey Bubba, mess with this whale.
You think hey Bubba was provoke the whale?
Yes. Or
yeah, that's an honest mistake.
I realize something right now. If I'm going to go in those waters on a boat, it ain't gonna be no little ass boat like that.
Is it a little ass boat or is it just a giant ass whale?
That's a little boat.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm a whale off a ship.
Yeah, I'm
very
out.
Scary.
Side note. Notice all intangible.
Of course.
Does it mean you don't know? We can't even see the other boat.
You can't see who's on the other boat.
I tell you, it wasn't one of us.
Listen, I'm just saying. That is something that I was paying attention to. Mm. Although I did see the one kid scurrying. He got his line in the water. He's like, we out. Look at him.
He was terrified.
Look at this.
If you see, they were fishing.
Yep.
They pointed that. That boat got pointed up straight and dipped over.
Hey, the kid is driving the boat.
There's around, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He all that.
Right Jeez. Now, that was a...
Oh, my gosh. Look. What a headbutt.
Did the boat sink?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I guess the car. Were there people on the boat?
Were there people on the boat?
I think.
Yeah, look at the guy go up there.
Yeah, look right there. Oh no!
Did the whale eat the? Did the whale eat the person?
I don't think this is Pinocchio.
I think there's two people on that boat.
Oh, I see that person right there in the white. Oh no,
Jennifer. We also didn't think that a whale would crash a boat. Don't tell me he didn't. He wasn't mad enough to go ahead on and chew a little piece of the little white man.
Nah, he was dessert. He was dessert. That's it. We don't see that man again.
Yeah, but what I'm just saying, if he's berserk, it ain't out of the question he gonna go bite something in the water.
He's already in the water. He's floating
down. It does feel like the whales are fighting back. But the whales are fighting back. Hey. I don't like it.
Oh, man.
Nature's fighting back.
Orca.
Orca's. Mr. Whale.
Orca's kicking ass, boy.
You ain't
got
to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it.
Whew.
Yeah, nope. Damn. That's a terrible way. Oh, goodness.
You what else you got, J-Fig?
I'm assuming we're all rats off the ship here.
I'm not even on the ship. I'm not even getting on the ship.
Hey, that's a valid point, Vlad. First of all, to be off the ship, you got to be on the ship.
I ain't
never going to be on that ship. No.
That's more like a kayak at this point, right?
I mean, I don't care.
Whatever.
You see them people fishing in the ocean on kayaks?
That boat looks completely
ridiculous. I don't understand how that's even a thought that comes to mind.
Catching fish that could drag their ass all across the Atlantic.
You guys think
they were trying to catch the whale?
No!
No!
Come on, Tobin.
People have to fish.
But you're not fishing for that big fish.
He probably got pissed off.
And look what happened. You became a
how
snack.
How are you supposed to know?
You became a whale snack.
You know how we supposed to know? They got some good fish at Whole Foods.
they magically appear.
Yep, they magically appear. If I want to see a live fish, I go to Bass Pro Shop.
What else you got, J-Fig?
Oh, by the way, look at this. Speaking of fishing, Fonz took Rebecca fishing.
Aww.
Nice.
Adorable. What else you got, J-Fig?
We got Joel Embiid running his mouth. He says if he goes 20,
look at that.
Like Tatum, the Sixers get blown out.
You know, I'm rats off a not surprised. Wow, that's a big
that's
big
a big
bass.
Fish.
Yeah. Looks, not surprisingly, I'm rats off a ship on Joel Embiid. This guy has done nothing but bellyache the entire offseason. And the thing that drives me most nuts about him is this guy acts like he's been surrounded by bums his whole career. Like, he hasn't had star players. He hasn't had good teammates. So when he goes and he has the audacity to say something like that, it just is really, it really just shows a lack of awareness and why the guy's never going to win.
Can I just say this? And you know me, Tobin. You've said this about him. You've said this about Joel, and I've defended him as being one of the greatest players in the league, right? Let me say this. I'm tired of him.
Tired of him, dude?
Enough. Like, I'm tired of you. And, like, stop it. First, you go and you're two-faced LeBron, right? And now stop acting like you an all-time great. We can't even get you to play 80 games in a year.
Facts.
It's crazy, dude. J-Fig, your rats?
Yeah, rats off a ship.
I've been rats off a ship on him. Nasty play during the playoffs.
Vlad, I've defended the dude.
Nah, man. I've been.
Now I'm just tired of it. He won't shut up.
In the playoffs, he injured my center by yanking his ankle when the guy was going up for a dunk.
That's a dirty play.
Now, if nothing happened to him, but if that happened to him, he'd be complaining and bitching for the league to suspend what they're doing, and something would have happened to Mitchell Robinson. And Beats played dirty. He even played dirty in the Olympics where they called a foul on him for hitting a Canadian player after the play. And nobody's bitched more about his accolades, but yet not accomplishing what superstars do, and that's advancing to the conference finals or the finals. And he's never done that, but he's always got some type of excuse. And you're right, Tobin.
Who's the last great player that hasn't? Paul George?
I wouldn't put Paul George in the same.
No, but I'm saying, but Paul George hasn't gotten past the.
No, he got to the conference final.
He got to the conference final.
He's gotten to the conference final twice.
Played the Carmelo big three heat twice. Right?
Carmelo's been to the conference final against Kobe.
I'm trying to think because there's some guys.
James Harden's been to the conference final. Paul's been to the NBA final. Westbrook's
like the
been
only
to the.
One, right?
He's the only one who hasn't passed the second round. Wow. But yet he's got something to say about all these other people who've got accolades he doesn't have.
Dude's he just chirps all the time, dude.
All the it's time. Annoying. We saw your girl wiping the windshield wiper.
Oh my god, that was bad. Ooh, that was just like Kawhi just squat on you.
Windshield wiper.
Yeah, she did. Didn't she?
Oh, it's okay. Ooh. If I went 5-for-20, Tatum goes 5-for-20, they win the championship.
That's haunting him for life.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.